It's April. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're right in the middle of the Sawhill Ponds Complex right now, and there are ponds and wetlands all around us. And this year, I think they're lower and drier than I've ever seen them. This is an area where we almost always see and hear the chorus frogs. The books say that they croak faster when the weather is warmer, and maybe when it's a really cold morning, you may not hear them at all. I think it would be fun to come some morning and then just stay and see if the sound speeds up as the day warms.
We're standing by an old red fox den out here at Sawhill. Foxes have this reputation for cunning and cleverness, but their dens are always located in amazingly conspicuous places. This is a mound that was probably left when they did the gravel mining. And there are several holes in the mound, which are multiple entrances all leading to the same den. The foxes give birth to their young usually in early April, and the young will start appearing toward the end of the month. If you come out in the evening or early in the morning, you might see them sitting in front of the den opening, but as soon as they see you, they'll scurry back into the hole. Historically, red foxes were quite uncommon here on the Great Plains, and their numbers increased with human settlement. So we've been getting more and more red foxes as we've been getting more and more people, and the reason is that we drive away their predators. But one thing that's been interesting and a little disturbing to some of us fox lovers lately is that coyotes are becoming more and more common in urban areas, probably because people aren't shooting them as much as they used to. And the red foxes have been disappearing from many of our favorite places, such as Sawhill Ponds. When we're out here now, we tend to see more coyote tracks than red fox tracks. So we'll just have to see what happens to that trend as time goes on.
They're ring-billed gulls, and sometimes at this hour of the morning you get the sun reflected on them. So although they're mainly white birds, at sunrise sometimes they will look as though they're pink gold.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.